The Restricted Growth Association held their 40th anniversary convention in October 2010. Able Radio were there running workshops throughout the convention. Chair of the RGA is Steph Birch.
The RGA comes from many areas. We've got our youngest member here is only a few weeks old, and his parents are here for the first time, and obviously it's not something they anticipated being here a year ago. And we've got our oldest member who's over 90, which is fantastic. And we have to put on a range of events and workshops and information and support, which interests a very broad spectrum of people. So we've got the medical aspects, which is especially important to people, or to parents of young children, and also to people that are having a few health issues. Then we've got the social side, which is things like we've got a photography workshop, we've got various activities that they can get involved in, and then we've got the support side, where we've got companies that are in that provide products that are useful for people with dwarfism.
Shaq had travelled from Bradford to Chester and attending the convention for the very first time.
At the beginning, it felt a bit not as good as because I was like, looking straight. It felt weird. But then after a couple of minutes later, my legs started to get used to the people, making friends.
Caroline is a well-known face at RGA events. She was keen to explain what daily life is like living with restricted growth.
It presents you in life with quite a few challenges and things, and I suppose you do get a little bit annoyed with people staring at you and things like that, but that tends to be in the minority, and it hasn't ever stopped me in my life doing anything I want to do.
And so 40 years on, how will the RGA develop? Here's Steph Birch again.
Well, we continue to campaign for equality of people with restricted growth. We recently took part in the Equality and Human Rights Commission's disability consultation. We are looking at some work with media. You might have seen Small Team, Big World.
Meanwhile, Shaq has found a new direction after attending his first convention.
Just talk to as many people as possible. Yeah. And probably make as many friends as possible, and I don't know, just explore really. Just get to know the other side of the world, in other words. It's a nice feeling, kind of enjoying it.
Attitudes are changing and society is prepared to work more towards a more meaningful experience. Beth is a teenager and acknowledges this.
Well, the school's been very good. They did an assembly saying that I've got different genes and to be okay with me and not to stare. So that's been okay, but I did have one friend, which I don't have anymore, because she said some mean things, like she said it's awkward to be someone so different. So that wasn't that nice, but the school was very good and they got about 8 chairs, so they've been really nice.
We leave the RGA convention in Chester 2010 with Cara, another young person ready to embrace life.
Well, it's not all problems. Some are quite advantages because you can skip queues and go past people.
Able on demand.
Able Radio, a voice for all.